Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get to the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Helen Mirren, and she says that women have got to stop being polite. She doesn't have any children, but if she did, she would teach a girl to say the words F off. Remember, guys, the only people women are polite to are men they find attractive, and only early on in the relationship. But she's right, many women are too polite, but only to hide how evil and toxic they are, keeping their true narcissistic nature tucked away, which allows them to be part of a civil society. Moving on from now on, instead of using the word female, scientists say that we should start using terms like egg-producing person. They say that other problematic terms like man, woman, mother, father, as well as survival of the fittest, are all an issue. But isn't the term egg-producing signaling that a person is biologically female? Looks like Sarah, the author of this, needs to be replaced by a new science editor. Should we start using the term sperm exploder for men and sperm receptacle for women? And they wonder why people no longer trust the science. Number three, this woman says that men who shame women who lie about rape are actually worse than men who rape. She wants to shame men for calling out women on their lies, and probably lock them up as a deterrent so that other men don't do the same. They want us put away like monsters for calling out the truth. By her logic, or lack of logic, she's a person that wants women to get raped, and more women than ever are wondering why men don't want anything to do with them anymore. Up next, Kamala Harris says that the United States stands with the people of Venezuela after they elected Maduro. If she's saying this now, it sounds like the United States will become the next Venezuela if Trump isn't elected. And she is. In 1993, Venezuela was the third richest country in the Western Hemisphere. In 1999, they voted in a socialist president, Hugo Chavez, and he destroyed the country. Once they took the people's boomsticks away, that's when the real tyranny started happening. Number five, someone says the fact that there will be billions of women born like the one on the left this century, and only a few million that'll look like the one on the right, should radicalize you. The one on the right will be even more rare because obesity rates are going up. But she isn't exactly an ideal woman because the woman on the right is radicalized by feminism, diversity, and communism. She looks traditional, but she's anything but. Moving on, Italian tennis star Camilla Giorgi has been accused of using a fake COVID vaccine certificate. Good for her. She should have told Novak Djokovic where he could have found one of those, so it would have helped him continue playing during COVID. As for this woman, she might have trouble with the state, but odds are her heart will stay healthy. Almost 8 months into 2024, and nobody cares about the coup except the media and deranged types. Number seven, the Wall Street Journal says that a recession and the disappearance of pensions has left many baby boomers financially exposed. Have they tried pulling themselves up by their bootstraps and stop being lazy by going out there and getting a job at a Walmart or Costco as a greeter? I don't feel sorry for boomers. They had it easier than any other generation. But why are they suffering? Have they run out of real estate to sell at a 400% profit? In Canada from the 1980s, it's more like 1,000% profit. Up next, some simp says that he can fix this broken woman, and she's not happy about that. Meanwhile, Chad says that they are terrible together. Only the original Chad that she was with in the beginning can fix her because now she's an alpha widow. Chads get to be terrible to women in their 20s, and now she expects a disposable simp to help her in her 30s after she's already had Pookie and Ray Ray's babies. Remember, guys, there's no way to fix women. Number 9, here are some typical liberal parents these days. If their daughter likes sports and the color blue, it's time to schedule the surgery. These are the same folks that swear their cats are vegan. Unfortunately, these days, this is more fact than satire. This sort of stuff is brought to you by the same crowd that says, to hell with traditional gender roles. That's where the real irony is. Moving on, this is how females will lie to your face like you're stupid. You see the truth right there in front of you, and they gaslight you that you're mistaken. But if a Chad shows up, she's going to pull down that out of pretzel sign and ask him if she can heat them in the oven for him. Women like to make men think we're crazy, and that we didn't see what we actually saw. Number 11 is the difference between Europeans arriving in Africa in 1652 and Africans arriving in Europe in 2020. I'd say sink it, but it looks like they're already doing a great job of that themselves. Remember, guys, they invented the boat and we just stole it from them. I also heard a rumor that the same people that brought them to Europe and the West back then also brought them here today. Is that true? Also, I don't think that sinking raft was even made in Africa. Up next is Ohio woman made 400 fake 911 calls and pleads guilty to 911 abuse, leading to the death of one person. What's the sense that she's going to get? I suspect nothing more than a slap on the wrist. Okay, but are we sure that this is a woman? Looks like they have an Adam's apple and a big strong jawline. She's even smiling during this mugshot, so odds are she's just doing this all for attention. Number 13 is the female hierarchy of needs. Lying and cheating are basic needs. Psychological needs include talking to 20 men, and of course the cherry on top is unnecessary drama. But I think the tip of the triangle should be Chad's thunder rod with the cherry of commitment from him on top. I'm also thinking that lying and cheating need to be flipped to the top of that pyramid. Moving on, here we have 9-year-old Eunice and her 24-year-old husband back in 1937. Imagine if something like that were to happen today. The next time a woman complains about DiCaprio, point her to this picture and tell her that at some point, if women's rights get taken away, this sort of stuff might be commonplace in the West again, and watch their reaction. Number 15, I don't know why this is news, but this 27-year-old real estate agent married this 21-year-old prisoner after speaking to him for only 6 weeks. Women that are hitting the wall can't seem to resist the Chad, who is also a criminal. And eventually she's going to complain about how terrible all men are after he abuses her and cheats on her. I'm guessing that it was the dollar sign tattoo on his face that sealed the deal for her. Maybe their child will be born with tattoos too. Up next, a guy approached a woman wearing a Nirvana shirt, and she called him creepy. Looks like somebody was approaching a woman while being unattractive. That's why she called him creepy in the first place. Remember, guys, that if women don't approach you first, then you're screwed and will either need to give up or simply go your own way. If you approach women and you're handsome, it's called flirting. If you're ugly, it's harassment. Number 17, someone says that they're trying to figure out how the nice nerd from high school became a red pill misogynistic incel. Women will never admit that they might actually be responsible for corrupting men like this and making men turn against women. The person saying this about him doesn't realize that if he's actually an incel, then he's a black-pilled guy and not red-pilled. Someone is getting their pills crossed. Moving on, once again is Venezuela, and things went from providing healthcare for everyone to questions like, can rabbit meat save Venezuela from going hungry? Most likely dog meat, as most people were forced to eat their pets during the days of Chavez. I couldn't imagine eating a pet that I love. Socialism is cancer disguised as utopia, though. Americans need to get ready for the same type of shenanigans if Harris wins the election. Number 19, are Americans done having children? Looks like having kids is no longer central to adulthood in America, and that propaganda is telling people to avoid having kids, which is working. Also, most men would need to get married to have kids these days, and that's a bad deal. I think the real reason people aren't having kids is because they were spoiled as children themselves, and are now unhappy adults, and don't want to have kids because they fear that their kids will end up just as unhappy as they are, or were. Up next, this truck owner found this note on his car telling him that he's an incel because of this car. The car camera took some pictures of the person saying this. Sometimes the jokes just write themselves, and I suspect this guy with the torn jeans is envious of the Cybertruck and wants to make the owner feel bad by wrecking his self-esteem. The wrap on this Cybertruck also looks amazing. How has no one pointed out that this truck is painted to look like the Warthog from Halo? Number 21, wolf whistling, catcalling, and other forms of street harassment are now illegal in the UK. Good, because men need to stop giving women attention of any kind. But you know that the Chads will still approach them, and they won't call the cops on them, and claim that they were being harassed with unwanted attention. The margin of error now, if between creepy and attractive, is a razor's edge, if you do the cold approach in the country. This probably only applies to men. Women will still be able to harass dudes. Moving on, Russia is now allowing Bitcoin mining and using it to make payments. And here I thought that Bitcoin was a scam. But seriously, it's called game theory, and if countries start adopting it and putting it on their balance sheet in large numbers, we could see a jump into millions very quickly. It's more risky not to own it these days than to actually own it. This is how Russia is getting around the SWIFT system and sanctions. Number 23, have you ever seen anything so fake and pathetic in your life? Who the hell is going to vote for this? She was the first one out of the Democrat primaries 4 years ago. And are we now to believe that she's the best candidate for the job? I think she's a patsy and she's going to lose and Trump will get in again. It's all rigged. Remember, it's all about the lamestream media propping her up because you know that she can't do it on her own. Up next, this guy says that this is his ex-wife and she brought religion into his life. Because before her, he never believed in hell. Remember guys, no wife means a happy life. The simp government state uses women as pawns to subjugate men to it. Marriage is for suckers. Almost likely they'll be using surrogacy to reproduce in about 5 years. There's a video about that incoming at some point. Number 25 and the last one, women always have no problem asking you how much money you make. But if you ask them how much they weigh, they lose their minds. Also, what's this Christian guy doing talking to a New Age woman witch that believes in candles and crystals? Here's a better question to ask when she wants to know how much you earn. Just ask her what her body count is. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.